Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
That music only means one thing.
A lot of sports going on.
Yeah. It's hockey season again. Please welcome to the program again. You're up there on the leaderboard in visits to the program.
Sure.
From the Milwaukee Admirals, Coach Scott Ford. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
And good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you again. You know, you've transitioned. You started coming here as a player.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like somebody says, you know, he's a coach now. It's like, what? That guy? Impossible.
You know, I'd like to say that I could play forever, but general managers and owners and what have you, they once you slow down, they kind of just put the axe on you. Just, you're done.
But they don't automatically make you a coach.
No, not
so
always.
So how did you...
How do you make that jump right from player to coach?
Just fortunate, I guess, with, you know, it was a good transition. A coach that I'd had here prior that has moved on to actually the Minnesota Wild, Dean Evason, brought me along. I was a captain for him for a couple of years. And, you know, once, you know, retiring or not being able to lace them up anymore, or my old legs kind of slowed down, so to speak, they transitioned me into a coaching role and a development role. And I had a good relationship with the Nashville Predators, which, you know, is our parent club. And they, you know, trusted my judgment with developing their professionals. And it kind of was a smooth transition.
How much time do you spend in Nashville being a coach now and all? I mean, down there at the meetings and what we're looking for and who we're drafting and who's out there, who can we grab?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. The organization utilizes all of us as a whole, like a big family. And we're down there. We go to the draft. We do the development camp. We run the development camp for their NHL club with their prospects and draft picks. And then, you know, we're there through all of training camp from rookie camp right up on to basically the first round of cuts, where guys get sent down here to Milwaukee and start the process of developing to hopefully push them to the National League. And, you know, when Nashville's in the playoffs, and unfortunately we're not, we're down there as well with their extra guys skating and being around and, you know, helping out with as much as possible.
How was your off season? What'd you do?
It's
fairly short.
Yeah, it has been short the last couple of years, which is, you know, awesome, obviously, with Nashville, you know, playing extremely well. So it's but, you know, off seasons for me is a lot of golf. Like you guys know, you know, we obviously have done the events and stuff together, but
you took off back home, right? I mean, you...
Yeah, no, definitely. I go back to BC and see my friends and family that I grew up with. But
do you drive or fly?
I've done both, and yeah. It's a grind.
What's the drive like?
Yeah. How long is that?
That's about 32 hours of...
32 yeah. hours on the road of driving, not 32 hours altogether.
Do you have a place that you stop usually, or is that a random thing, or...
Yeah, it's when you pull over on the side of the road and read the inside of your eyelids for a couple hours.
Really?
And then crank it up again.
Are there stretches...
in the car?
No, it's not. It's not like we're on... It's like Eskimos and igloos and stuff.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You know, I mean, like, what...
There's hotels and...
Is there... Well, yeah, but is there like a Stuckey's along the
you
lake?
Like?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there is. You kind of map it out a little bit and have an estimated time. Like, it's 32 hours kind of both... Or one way. So, I mean, you try to crush out 10, 12 hours in a day, and it gets a little...
That is crazy.
So what's the shortest amount of time it's taking you to get out there?
Probably that, around 30.
Around so yeah. 30 would be a quick trip.
Yeah, that's
where you've really like, oh, did it 30 hours this time.
Yeah, that's like looking in the rear view with no cherries going on.
But that's the solid driving time, right?
Yeah, that's solid.
So do you spread that over 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah, two and a half probably. You know,
so if you're gonna drive 32 hours to get there, you're not staying for the weekend. You're staying for how long? This is because you go, I'm staying for X amount of time.
Just came to get my shirts.
Right.
Yeah, no, this time it went for 2 weeks and ended up staying for four. So it's, it is. Depends on the weather. Depends on, you know, timing with my brother and sister-in-law and the niece and nephew and parents. My dad took 2 weeks off at the start of August. So him and I and my mom is kind of semi-retired now, taking a year off from the school. She was a secretary there for years, and we just got to hang out and golf and grill on the deck and just chill.
How is August in British Columbia? When the Winter Olympics were there, it was, you know, a little too warm.
Yeah, it looked beautiful. It's like in the 40s, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's pretty stunning. Yeah, 40s. I mean, it's 30 and 40 Celsius, I guess. So it's, you know, 80. It gets up to close to 90.
So do a little advertisement for BC.
Yeah.
Go ahead. If I'm thinking about vacationing, setting up my vacation for next year.
Well, on the license plate, it's beautiful British Columbia. Lots of supernatural, especially where I'm from, lots of forestry, fishing, rivers, streams, mountains, you name it. It's got everything.
All right. Now it's back to work. Vacation's over. What do you have this year?
We got a lot of hockey. You know,
we're starting on Saturday. I don't remember this.
Or the home opener.
Yeah, we started actually this past week. We were in Texas. So
okay.
We're in Austin, Texas. Got a big win there in the homecoming of our two new coaches, Carl Taylor and Greg Rallo. Greg, a former player, and Carl, former assistant coach there that's now our head coach. Both were with Texas that lost in the final last year. So got big 2 points. You know, that game was a little dicey. They came back in the end, and we ended up winning in overtime. And then we went on to San Antonio and got 2 points from them here on Monday night, which is great. And then home opener against Hershey, I believe.
Hershey Bears.
Yeah, the Hershey Bears storied franchise on Saturday. So looking forward to that.
So with the coaching change, does the coaching philosophy change? Or does Nashville say, no, we're going to stay on course with what we're doing? We've had a lot of success in Milwaukee. A lot of our players have come through that system.
Yeah, no, we stay on par pretty much with what Nashville's doing systematically and kind of their ideology as a whole. But, you know, different personalities, different ways of doing things, different ways of teaching, and a different personality in the new head coach. So it's the philosophy kind of remains the same, but, you know, the message and how things are projected and how things are taught, you know, are definitely different.
All right. So has your role changed at all?
It has a little bit to extent. I've kind of have taken over the defense a little bit and got some more
hard nose, right?
Yeah, hard nose.
We're hard nose defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not fooling around. I'm Scott Ford. I don't fool around as a player. I don't fool around as a coach.
Yeah, just a lot of stick work.
I saw
you. How are you
work.
Feeling, by the way? Yeah. How's everything? Thumbs, knees.
You know, some days when I wake up like this in 40-degree Wisconsin weather, it's a little achy.
You're from BC. Get out of here.
Hey, I'm a baby now. You know, we're down in Texas for the last week. All that humidity. I'm just feeling like I'm 24 again. Well, at least my mind is, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always like
get
asking.
Back into the cold weather, it gets a little creaky.
I always like asking guys after they've retired. And you spent how many years in hockey professionally?
Played, it's been almost 14 or 14 now,
years.
But
okay.
I played for 11. So
if we suit you up, we put you in an Admiral's uniform, we put you on the bench.
Yeah.
How many minutes can you give me good quality minutes on the ice right now if I threw you out there?
Oh, a solid 4 or 5. You know,
four or five.
You could sneak me out there, maybe 8. you keep me under 10. I mean, I'd have to have a coach monitoring. You know,
right.
Like the game's so fast now. You've got to just stay between the dots, just deflect the rush to the outside. But I could still go prison rules in front of the net.
Whoa! What prison rules? Explain prison rules quickly.
That's just hacking and whacking. and just paying the price, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Really?
That's all mental, huh?
Can still absorb some of that.
Oh, definitely. The game's changed, you know. It's like, but my mind hasn't changed that much.
Looking at the kids who are coming up now, and you were how old when you got to this level?
Yeah, I was like early 20s.
Are they quicker? Are they better? Are they stronger? Faster?
Yeah, they definitely. It's definitely changed. I think the training and the everything that goes into it. I mean, I don't know if they're stronger necessarily, but the quickness of the game and just the speed and pace at which guys skate and play, and the rules have changed. There's not a lot of more clutching and grabbing, and where you got like big sloths like me just reaching out and just mauling people, just raw.
Are they any smarter than you were when they came up?
No,
or is it still about the same?
Yeah, it's still about the
okay,
same.
Okay, brain power about the same. Physically, maybe a little different.
Physically, I don't know. My boys, we have a group thread on we call it Dilly Dilly Bar, And just in reaction to obviously the Bud Light stuff, we don't want to say that's blasphemy.
I understand.
But anyways, the boys, they give it to me pretty good, and they've always got some, you know, stuff going on the thread. They keep me in line with the money line and everything going on in sports. And they had the Bob Uecker commercial on today with the Miller Lite commercial where, hey, you're in the wrong seat, buddy. He's up in the bleeders.
Man, that's an old one. I know. That's old.
Well, everybody's fired up, you know, Brewers baseball right now.
Exactly. And you guys move your start time from on Saturday night's game because of the Brewer game. You move from 6 to 7, and we have 2 4 packs of tickets to give away right now. Caller 17 and 18, 866, Bob and Brian, or 414-799-1029. Caller 16 and 17 go. And remember, the start time is moved to 7 o'clock if you're going to the game this weekend. All right, Scotty, always good to see you.
Thanks, boys.
We gotta wrap this up. I'm exhausted.
I could talk forever on here.
Get another line. Right. That's why we got to get you out of here so you don't go, I can do that.
But you're doing the BC commercials.
Yeah, because I can't be a hockey coach. Scott, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, boys.
Coming back to see us during the year?
Of course.
All right. Talk then.